Hi, thanks for tuning in to the Expressing Motherhood podcast. My name is Lindsay Cavett.
And my name's Adele.
I'm here with my daughter. Thanksgiving vacation has started. So I wanted to get these all up before we really get knee-deep in Thanksgiving and the holidays. So you are about to listen to Mary Munso. She was in our, She was in our Burlington, Vermont show. And we're so excited to take Expressing Motherhood to Burlington, Vermont for the very first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mary was born in 1955 without much ambition, but a lot of energy. I should say that the women write their own bios. I would never say this about Mary, of course. She consistently got into trouble, and she almost failed high school and just about everything else that she tried. Having children saved her life, she says, and she finally realized that it was to love someone more than herself. This wild, unpredictable journey of living has taken her through drugs and alcohol, sobriety, and spiritual questing, and she studied for a Master of Divinity at Harvard University in the late 1980s, and left to satisfy the longing for wisdom that seemed, at least to her, to be lacking in organized religion. You can find out more about Mary at her blog, www.marymuncil.com. Without further ado, here is Mary in Expressing Motherhood.
I was babysitting for my 2- and 4-year-old grandsons a couple of weeks ago, and I was doing an overnight. It was me, and I was doing really well, meaning nobody was getting hurt, no fighting, couldn't wait until bedtime. So we get there, I get the 2-year-old down, and it's like, God, he's sleeping. And so I was sort of working with the older one, you know, let's do this, let's do that. And finally, he's like, no, we really need to go to bed now. And he's like, no. I'm like, yeah, time for bed. No. Then he starts, he's exhausted. He starts screaming and crying, wouldn't listen to any reason. He's 40 pounds. I picked him up, brought him in his bed. He's still screaming and crying and kicking and saying, you're a bad Nana. I'm like, oh, God, I know. I put him down. I went back in the bedroom I was staying in. And I thought, shit, this had gone so well. I couldn't wait to tell my son and daughter-in-law, you know, we'd had a really good day. And he's in there screaming his head off still and, like, sobbing, you know, that kind of. And I'm like, God, I'm. Ugh. So anyway, I waited about 5 minutes, and then I went in. He was ready to talk, and he was also ready to listen. And I said, buddy, I know how it feels. You know, when you don't get your way, all human beings feel this way. It's not just because you're 4. I still feel this way. It's a human emotion to feel frustrated and angry when you don't get your way, but you have to learn how not to melt down so much. And he said, Nana, do you ever get frustrated? And I was like, oh my God, 5 minutes ago, I was ready to throw you through the window. I didn't say that. I did not say that. I said, yes. And he said, when? And I thought, I love this. He's 4 years old, and he wants an example. You know, he wants that real human connection. Tell me a story. I loved it. And I said, okay, well, a few years ago, I was offered a job. And the day before I was going to take the job and move, they told me they didn't want me. They'd hired somebody else. And I said, I was so mad. I got in my car, and I screamed for 5 minutes. And I said, but I was by myself. But I screamed for 5 minutes. And then it felt horrible, and I had to do something else. And I started breathing, whatever I told. And he was satisfied with that. And so as I went back to bed, I thought about my talk for tonight, which wasn't that. In 1977, I was pregnant with my first child. 22 years old, figured I knew pretty much everything there was to know about life, about being pregnant, about being a mother, knew it all. We started going to Lamaze classes, and I didn't pay any attention because I thought, labor, who cares? That's not going to be a big deal. I don't need any of it. I really did not pay attention at all. And toward the end of the classes, there was one on preparing us to be new parents. And again, I was like, what's a big deal? I'm going to be home. You know, I can't wait to have a baby, somebody to love me, and just, you know, it's going to be just so wonderful. And I love the attention of being pregnant, that this is even going to be better. And so toward the end, in one of these classes, the Lamaze teacher said, There will be times when you will feel like throwing that baby against a wall. And I was like, what? What did this sort of normal, nice-seeming woman just say? I couldn't believe it. And I thought, God, this is a waste of time. She doesn't know anything. So, who cares? In a couple of weeks, I'm going to have my baby. So I went into labor a few weeks later. And I was happy. I was in labor. I couldn't wait. I wasn't afraid. About 2 hours into it, I was like, oh my God, this hurts. I don't remember them saying that because I wasn't paying attention. 2 days later, he was born. I had never been so exhausted in my entire life. And it didn't end when I got home. It got worse. I was ragged from top to bottom because Tom was a great eater and he was a horrible sleeper. So night after night and day after day, I dragged myself around. And then one night, day, nap, I can't remember, I laid down. 20 minutes later, he started screaming. And when I woke up, I didn't feel beautiful and loving and soft and patient. I felt rage. I felt resentment. And the words of my teacher came back to me. There will be times when you feel like throwing that baby. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm there. I am there. And if it hadn't been for the words of this woman, who I'd called useless at best, if it hadn't been for those words of wisdom, I would have felt like a monster. I had a lot to learn. At 63, I am still learning about myself and about life. I'm learning how to be real. And I'm learning that's what people really need from us, is to be real. And as I watch my son and daughter-in-law embark on this crazy, wonderful, horrible, chaotic odyssey of raising these two little boys, I have a little bit of wisdom to share with them. There may be times when you feel like throwing them, and you won't either, because you're not a monster. You're a mother, a father, a human being being stretched to your limit. And your capacity for patience and love. Thank you.